20 of chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Excuse me. Father, we thank you for the word of God. I just pray you'd help me to be a blessing and help me to make it clear. Lord, we just thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, when we look at this passage of Scripture, it says something interesting. It says, wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. Now, the Bible says that Christ is made unto us wisdom. All right? However, notice here that wisdom is spoken of as a female. Alright? So this wisdom is spoken of as a female. It's given that thing. So, although Christ is the embodiment of wisdom, this is talking about wisdom itself in general. It says, wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets, she crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttered her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Now, there is a spiritual application of that, obviously, fear. If we go down to that what it says before, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. In verse 7, but you look at this picture, and what it's talking about, it says wisdom, God's wisdom, crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. Now, obviously, we could say, well, when God's people go out and preach the gospel, God's wisdom is out in the streets, right? But this is not necessarily talking about that. It's talking about wisdom being readily available for all that will see it, and showing the calamity of people who just turn up their nose at the wisdom that is readily available to them. All right? We look at the world, all right? We look at the things that go on in the world, and everybody here has a measure of wisdom that is available to them. We see and know the consequences of sin. We see it all the time. And yet, people seeing that don't heed it. They don't pay attention to the wisdom. You know, I often tell a story about when I was growing up. I learned a lot of things that I shouldn't do by watching my older brother and sisters that I grew up in the same house with. I watched them and I saw the things they did and I saw the consequences and I said, I don't want to do that. There was wisdom available to me as a child to learn. And there is wisdom out in this world constantly available, but we turn a deaf ear to it. We don't observe it. We don't pay attention to it. We can readily see it, but we don't do it. Look at our culture. We tell our children that it's okay to be promiscuous, to be fornicators, to be adulterers, and all that type of stuff. Culture tells them that. And yet culture is there constantly talking about the consequences of this and what it's doing to people. And we're seeing the results of it. There are a multitude of vaccines that they're advertised on TV to protect children, supposedly to protect children from diseases that they're getting because they're committing fornication. We have HIV, AIDS, and all that type of stuff, and hepatitis C and multiple other things that are there. But when you talk about it and say, well, if you did not behave in that manner and you maintained fidelity in marriage and everything, like, you wouldn't have to worry about those things, would you? If you kept yourself pure, if our children kept themselves pure and walked, and it's the same thing. We can look at so many other things that are going on in the culture. We can see the wisdom. You know, we have a commission that's going on now, and it's mostly political, and they're all concerned about the so-called insurrection at the Capitol building last June 6th. And they're wringing their hands and everything like that. But to the rest of the world, what does it look like? It looks like they only care because it came to their doorstep. They didn't care when it was on everybody else's doorstep, did they? There was no commission to say, all right, we need to do something about prosecuting all these people that are rioting and destroying businesses and all that type of stuff. But you know, the simple fact is, and I can just show you the wisdom of there. Had they stopped the riots in other places, there would not have been any type of rioting or trespassing or any of that stuff at the Capitol building. Do you honestly think that those people would have done what they did if they didn't feel emboldened by the fact that the federal government watched the cities and the federal government watched their buildings just be burned with impunity? There was wisdom available. Had they simply enforced the law? Now, after it finally reaches their doorstep, now they want to enforce the law, which makes everybody look at them and say, what a bunch of hypocrites. What a bunch of people that don't care, that they only care for themselves. They don't care about the rest of the country. And that is what people are saying. Why? Because they had wisdom that was there. They could see the consequences. They could see what would happen. But they did nothing. They have history. (Clears throat) there's wisdom all over the place. We could talk about our government and the wisdom. Look at the quagmire we had in Vietnam, because we went into Vietnam and we let the politicians run things, and the years of Vietnam and to some degree Korea beforehand, but we went into those places and we let the politicians run things, and we let the politicians try to run the military and everything like that. We went in without a clear objective, and we stayed there for over a decade. Now we went into Iraq and Afghanistan with the same stupid idea, instead of looking at what we did in how we successfully prosecuted conflicts before and won. They threw all that wisdom out the road, didn't they? And we ended up in a quagmire in Afghanistan and a quagmire in Iraq. We just played out Vietnam all over again. You know, we had the first Gulf War. And we didn't prosecute it to the end. Which led to the second Gulf War, didn't it? You know, the bottom line is, we go in, we don't have a clear objective. There's wisdom. There's people. There's years of and centuries of warfare. They've written books on the subject, haven't they? Sun Tzu's The Art of War. People have been writing about the prosecution of wars. They supposedly study it at West Point and in Annapolis and all these other places. But it doesn't seem like it's the wisdom of the past is gone. And it's no wonder, because we have decades of wisdom. Wisdom crieth in the streets. She uttereth her voice. It's there for the taking. God, that's one of the gifts of God, that God has allowed us to be able to see wisdom. We can see the consequences that other people suffer for their actions. But we always think ourselves smarter. We always think ourselves better. We always think that somehow we're going to get away with it. And doesn't work that way. Bible tells us, be sure your sin will what? Find you out. And they that sow to the flesh shall reap of the flesh destruction, right? Corruption. We ought to be able to see the wisdom. So often we look at somebody else, and it amazingly, how easy is it to see somebody else's errors and failings? And then look at ourselves and we take the same errors and failings and come up with a justification for them. That is the definition of ignoring wisdom. And look at the consequences, verse 24. You know, the blessing of it is if you turn at that reproof, he said, I'll pour out my spirit unto you, I'll make my words known unto you, you'll get understanding. But verse 24, because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth, but ye have said it not, all my counsel would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So you're seeing there, because, and by the way, when you think about this, how many times in your life have you ignored what you knew to be true and then you suffer the consequences, and all that wisdom that you have, it just seems like it's almost like it's mocking you, and it's almost like it's there. I knew better. I was so stupid. You sit there and beat yourself up, but having that knowledge in the point where you're at now doesn't do you a bit of good, does it? It doesn't do you any good. And the sad thing about it is, the simple fact is, many times when people ignore the wisdom that is there, crying in the streets, that other voice in the streets that's readily apparent, that's there, some of what we call common sense, that wisdom that we see, it seems hollow, and then all of a sudden, they just turn their back on it altogether, don't they? And it's just the way it is. This is something that we need to understand. When we look at the book of Proverbs, wisdom is there. It has, but ignoring wisdom, rejecting wisdom, it has a cost. If you could look at the way, if people would use the wisdom that is given to them, this world would be so much better place. But you know, the simple fact is, and by the way, when you go into the into the book of Romans, you know, when we talk about people that may or may not have heard the gospel, what the end would be to them. You know, the Bible makes it clear anybody that truly seeks after God will find him. If you'll follow the light that's given you, Jesus Christ is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. God gives every man light. But in Romans chapter 2, it says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou should escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. So what he's saying there is that wisdom is imparted to us. It's there. It's evident. We see it. We understand it. We understand wrong. When somebody does us wrong, when somebody lies to us, when somebody steals from us, we understand that it's wrong and we suffer outrage and anguish. But then we turn around and are tempted and give in to temptation, and we lie and steal from somebody or commit some sin. What happens? We ignore the wisdom that's given to us. We ignore the law that's written in our own hearts. We ignore that. And it has consequences. We end up, what? Eat the fruit of our own ways and are filled with our own devices. They consume us. It destroys us. The turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. What is the fool? The fool, and the prosperity of the fool is one who continually goes against that wisdom, goes against the wisdom of God, and then thinks that because the consequences don't come immediately, that somehow they've gotten away with it. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You know, God in His mercy has made a way for society and governments and everything else to do right and be blessed. But we're seeing the turning away from that in our country at an alarming rate, aren't we? And we're going to suffer the consequences. But I can tell you right now that by doing things God's way, it has improved my life. Amen. By doing God's things God's way and attending to the wisdom that is before me, it's made a difference. It's bettered my life. It's given me a far better life. I don't fear. I don't have to live in fear as much as people that don't do God's will. And, you know, if you're saved, then you don't have to fear at all, do you? But just living according to the wisdom that God has given us. You know, when I lived, and it's just constant, when I was obedient to my parents, I wasn't afraid. When I disobeyed, I was. If I'd have been a little more afraid, if I'd have paid attention to the consequences before and had respect under those consequences before, I'd have been a different child, wouldn't I? When I obeyed the just laws of the nation, and I wasn't afraid. When I broke them, I was. I remember back when I was living in wickedly and involved in a lot of things that I shouldn't have been involved with. I remember be driving down the road and I'd see a police car and heart skip a beat, and I'd sit there and say, got to make sure. I was worried if he pulled me over, especially if I had something in the car that didn't belong and that shouldn't have been in the car. There's always that fear. Drive by, see them all the time. Doesn't bother me at all. They'd be riding right on my tail. Doesn't bother me at all. Don't have fear. Not afraid. And that's the way it ought to be. That's the way it ought to be. God's people ought to be able to live that way. But the world could live better. And you'd think that Christian people would be the ones that would pay attention. We wouldn't be simple and foolish. And let me just say something about that word simple. Of course, foolish, we obviously see. Foolish is somebody who knows something. But the simple is just the person who doesn't know and just goes on. Ignorance is bliss for him. don't want to know, don't want to change, don't want to see. A lot of people like that. They're just simple. Can't be bothered to learn. And that's a shame. Let's go, Lord, in prayer, and then we'll close out. Father, thank you for the Word of God, and I pray you'd help us to see the wisdom that's all around us. Help us to see and attend to the things we already know. Many of these things we knew before we even trusted Christ as our Savior. So how much more should we adhere to them and pay attention to them now? Father, we thank you for all you've given. We pray you'd bless each one. Help us to pay close attention to the truth of your word and to the wisdom that you've provided. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.